Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
F yeah Friday, that means anything goes, and F yeah, it is Friday. It's Barry Laminack and Keenan McCardell in the studio with me. Trap is somewhere in Tallahassee on his way, actually he's stuck in the airport, trying to get to Tallahassee for his Kia dealership and a big grand opening weekend. He is all fired up.
He's got a Kia dealership?
He has a Kia dealership, a Toyota dealership.
Are we all getting free Kias?
I think you can. If you bring the ring, he'll put the keys on it. I don't know about vehicles, but
what?
I told him already that my wife wants a Highlander, and I better get it for exactly what the dealership pays for it.
Yeah,
so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, tell him to give us all a Kia. Don't be selfish.
I'm going to Toyota. I'm not going Kia. Although, Trapp was saying that the new Kia luxury big one is like the one like LeBron advertises is like off the chain.
Yeah, my wife wanted me to.
Something. Yeah,
yeah, my wife wanted me to look at one of those. They're like $50,000. For a Kia.
Yeah, no, it's more than that.
I just can't pay $50,000 for a Kia.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought Kia stood for keep it affordable.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, bro. Well, not anymore because the nice ones are expensive.
Well, if you're going to have LeBron as a pitch man, you kind of got to have at least one vehicle that he would find worthy to drive.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that he
I mean,
fit.
They do make
and
them
that
look.
And he can fit.
Yeah, and he can fit too, but they make that a couple of them look. Like high-end Mercedes, and I mean, like the body style and everything is real close till you got to look at what's on the grill and what's on the back of the trunk.
And but what's underneath the hood.
Well, yeah. That too.
But I'm not picky.
Of course, the owner of the dealership will tell you that Kia, let me tell you something. Now, that engine and everything, he'll go detail for detail on that thing with you, from the mahogany wood to the rich Corinthian leather.
And about the horse?
I don't know about the horses under the hood, by the way, yeah. And if they're leashed or not, you know. I don't know about that.
And some Clydesdales.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead what kind of leather is that again? Rich what?
Corinthian.
Oh, okay.
Look it up.
Hey.
No, I will.
It's in the Bible.
Nick,
it's in the Bible.
Actually, there look is, it, up. It is such a thing. Corinthian leather, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
But Nick, you better look it up to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. Fact check him.
So we got 1-4. We got FEF Friday. We got Barry, Keenan, and Nick. We got plenty to get to. There was a game last night. Anybody watch? Yeah, did you watch it?
Was it?
Boy, I tell you what, it was tough to watch. And I don't know what. First of all, the uniforms are awful.
You didn't like the all red in Tampa?
Well, I'll tell you who didn't like
that
it.
That was terrible. And that was my
bad.
Former team. It was bad.
And the announcers could not read the numerals. So they were like killing them left and right, going, I think the guy that played right end, and I don't even know his number. That's not, I'm sure Nike's not pleased about that. But
are you guys happy that NBC's doing the night games now?
I actually checked to see if it was on NBC2 going, it wasn't a simulcast, but Collinsworth and Michaels did the game, and I was like, how'd they work that out?
Because I was tired of hearing Phil Simms. I hate to say it.
A lot of people don't like him. Yeah, a lot of people don't like him.
He's a tough listener.
It's his voice. It's not so much the insight that he gives or doesn't give. For me, it's just his voice. He does not have a good voice. It's irritating.
He's very knowledgeable, but
So we were going to do this the other night. Maybe we should do this now. On that note, who is your favorite play-by-play guy and color analyst for football? And who is your least favorite? And everybody already knows mine.
Can you go back?
You can go wherever you want. I can't stand Joe Buck as a football announcer, and his dad was a baseball announcer. And you know what? On baseball, I didn't mind him. I can't stand Joe Buck, and I can't stand Troy Aikman. And I know that, like, Salisbury will tell you that Aikman's his favorite guy. I like Collinsworth. Some people don't. There's guys that I like a lot. I just, when you put Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, especially, man, I'm telling you what. First of all, they kill my boys, but they go so pro-Cowboy on me, too. I can't stand those two guys.
I'm a Howard Cosell guy.
Really?
Look at that.
From way back in the day?
Yes. I mean,
James Simpson.
You can't beat that. Nobody has any, you know, imagination now like that.
Man, he was not afraid to say anything.
I mean,
that's the old Monday night game.
I'm a Monday night guy.
Yeah, the old Monday night team was awesome with Dandy Don, Howard, and Frank Gifford.
Yes.
That was a great team. That's a good call.
Turn out the lights.
Yeah, Dandy Don would sing that.
The party's over.
Yeah.
I love that.
Nick, you have no idea who those three guys are. He thinks they're Muppet characters.
Something like that.
Nick, you never heard of that?
You never heard of Frank Gifford, Dandy Don Meredith, and Howard Cosell?
Frank Gifford, yes. Howard Cosell, yes.
You only know Frank Gifford because he was married to Kathy Lee until he passed away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all of them, but I do know a couple. I mean, I'm more of the, I'm more of an Iron Eagle kind of guy. Like, the guys that are not big, huge fans of. But
Summerall, Madden.
Summerall and Brookshire first, but Summerall Madden was a good team.
Summerall and Madden took it over the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Madden was always fun.
You couldn't watch the Cowboys without watching.
They were America's team to cover America's team. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Barry, what do you got?
I always liked Al Michaels.
Al Michaels too.
I thought he did a good job.
He's getting killed a lot now, especially by millennials.
Yeah, but when he was at his peak,
they don't understand. I mean,
when he was at his peak, Al Michaels was really
good. Greatest call he ever made was Miracle on Ice.
Yeah. I don't know that there's anyone now that I'm sure there's people.
Y'all don't like Jake. Y'all don't like John Gruden?
I love Gruden.
I do like Gruden a lot.
I think Gruden's my favorite analyst.
Although sometimes.
And he should stay there. You played for him and everything like that. And I know he coached. But, I mean, he's like Van Gundy to me. Two guys that should stay right where they're at because they do fans a lot more service than injustice. Leave them where they are. They won't die early from heart attack, stroke, and stress. And we can enjoy them more in the booth because they don't hold back. I love Van Gundy for basketball, and I love John Gruden for football, no doubt.
There was somebody I listened to not too long ago that kind of caught me by surprise, and I cannot for the life of me remember their name. I want to say it started with a K, and I don't know if it was college or pro football that he was doing, but I thought...
Play-by-play?
Yeah, this dude is really exciting and fun to listen to, and I had never really paid attention to him before. I got to go back and try to find... I tweeted about it a while ago. I'll find it and bring it up later in the show. But I like Gruden, but the problem with Gruden is sometimes he gets a little... He's the master of the obvious sometimes. Or he just gets, he'll go over the top, will be, you know, with like, oh, I tell you what, Jay Prosh is the greatest fullback in the history of the NFL. It's like, dude, what are you talking about? Just because he made one block, really?
He wants you guys down, to Gruden. Believe that. Because
yeah.
He has to sell the kid because probably nobody knows who he
right,
is.
Right.
So he's to sell
him. But it's like, settle down, Gruden.
He's helping the guy's career out.
That's what Caliendo always says about Madden, the master of the obvious.
Yeah.
Yes. Here's a guy who, when he runs, he goes faster.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely went completely over the top with the master of the obvious stuff. But he was also great just because of his it's the amount of excitement that you can get just because you can tell. People buy in if you're excited, if they think you're actually personally excited. And Madden was that guy. Boom, right there. I mean, he got fired up.
I think people are more knowledgeable now of football. So
true.
With John, with Gruden in the box now, it helps out because he can look at it from a – he can tell you from a head coach's standpoint and a regular offensive coordinator standpoint, too.
Well, but Barry and I talked about this. He was great with Tirico. He does not like working with, what's his name? The new guy he's working with? Sean McDonough, yes.
Yeah.
You could just tell. Like, when they stand him up in front of the monitor.
But they're so opposite. But it meshes because.
Does it?
Yes.
And I think it's drier than a popcorn fart.
What you liked about Tirico is Tirico let John be John.
Exactly.
You know, McDonough, he wants to think that he can, you know, he can match wits with John, but it's
so
tough.
Like Barry
it's
asked me the other day
about the
Rockets now and liking, do I like what they have on radio and TV? And the one thing that I said was on radio, your play-by-play guy is the main guy because he's got to paint a visual picture that you can't see, right? So he's got to say a lot. On TV, you can see everything, so you need to make sure the color commentator gets his due. Tirico was great on that from that perspective, that he allowed John to be John because you could see the game itself, and then it was more conversational. Whereas Craig Ackerman, when I worked with him, he was painting that picture. When he does the games with Bull, I feel bad for Bull right now because they're still getting used to each other and Bull doesn't have that opportunity to speak. That's the problem that I think you have with Sean McDonough. I think he's a little too chatty for John when Gruden really wants to go a couple of times and get excited and they get in each other's way.
I like Brent Musburger to do both.
Well, Brent,
basketball Brent lets and his, football.
Brent lets that low T treatment get a little bit too much when he starts. If he just stuck to calling the games, he can still call a pretty good game. When he starts talking about what he'd do to certain people's girlfriends and moms in the stands and all that, that's what got him in trouble.
We're not going there. We already did.
You know what he did? He was all over old boy from Alabama's girl when they were in the national title.
Kevin Harlan made a fan out of me.
Great call.
When he called the drunk dude running on the field.
Yep.
I already kind of liked him, but that was over the top for me.
Harlan is awesome.
Yeah, I think that's the guy I tweeted about.
You guys like Buck and Aikman.
I think Kevin Harlan is the guy I tweeted about.
You like Buck and Aikman, too?
I actually like Joe Buck. A lot of people hate Joe Buck. I actually enjoy listening to Joe Buck. Aikman comes off as a little pretentious, but I don't mind Aikman. But I mean, there's a few guys that I don't like. Dan Dierdorf, I hated. I hated Dan Dierdorf.
Dan Dierdorf.
Because he hated the Oilers. He hated the Oilers.
Exactly. That's why I can't stand Aikman. But at the same time, Dierdorf had first of all, why do you put a guy on national TV that has a lisp? And he's got the big walrus
face. All right, settle down, Sylvester.
This is Dan Dierdorf, and I just tried quick weight loss, and now I'm talking about the 40-yard run that a guy, I couldn't have made that run last week without getting tuckered out.
So let's ask our callers.
We did this once before, but we kind of run the gamut, but we can do it again. If you guys want to chime in, let us know who your favorite broadcasters are, who you don't like. We're not going to keep an official poll, but Ernest, we see your call. We'll get to you and more. If you want to join the conversation, 713-780-ESPN. That's 780-3776. Or you can tweet us, and we will respond to your tweets. I'm at Pac-Man Joel. He's at Barry is Funny. He's at Keenan McCardell and Behind the Glass. He's at No Hit Nick. We're here till 4 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So the music connoisseurs are on you, Nick.
The hell is
Keenan
this?
Is not liking it at all. He wants to know where his butterfly-collared white leisure suit is with his elevator shoes. He was not happy with that.
What song is this, Nick?
Fits in the Tantrum, The Walker.
Oh, okay.
Well, now
I know what this is.
That was all part of the same song?
Yeah.
Now I recognize this.
The horn solo was part of this song?
Yep. Still not a fan.
Wow. So there you go. You learn something new every day on an FEF Friday. Keenan McCardell and Barry Laminack in studio. Nick Shira-Ra behind the glass. And I'm yours truly, Joel Blank. We are here until 4 o'clock. And kind of a letdown, I guess, last night. There was we can talk NBA. There was some good NBA that Barry didn't see.
I had a comedy contest, which is the worst thing in the world to be in. So I missed all the sports last night.
You missed a good game.
Yeah, I hear. I really wanted to see Golden State.
First game was good, too.
It was good. But the best game was the late game because
everybody knew that was
so much emotion in that
game. And you know what? It only gets better. Now, they're saying the next time the two teams meet, we're talking about Golden State and Oklahoma City, only OKC is at Golden State again on January the 18th. The big one is when KD goes back to OKC for the first time.
Which is?
That's not till March.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, so it's a long way. And I think they only go there once.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. But we'll get to that as well because there was some good NBA action. Your Rockets are off till Saturday night, but there's a prize fight waiting to happen. We'll see how that goes. That's Dwight versus James round one after KD versus Russ last night went KD's way. But before we get to that, Ernest wants to chime in on his favorite broadcaster since we brought that up in the last segment. Ernest, welcome to the show. What's up?
You mean the best radio station right now. All right, guys? Get that right.
No doubt. I like it, Ernest.
Oh, we're all good with that.
I got a question for you, Joe. Is it me? You don't like Aikman because obviously I am a Packers fan as well. But is it me or is this guy always downing how the Packers are playing? And every time the opposite team makes a touchdown, he replays it and goes play by play
I take it a step further. It's not only that, Ernest, and you're right, but the other thing I can't stand is when anything good happens, he goes back and says, I think they missed a penalty right there on Green Bay. That was something that they, I mean, and it's just, I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm going on satellite radio and I'm getting Wayne Larrivee and the Packers play-by-play because I can't stand this guy anymore. I can't stand listening to him. And I understand I'm biased, so it might just be me. I know you pick it
what?
Up.
What?
But are you I really admit biased? That all the time.
What?
We would not say you're
biased.
Dude,
if you cut my wrist right now, green and gold would come out. And I'm not ashamed of that. I don't care.
I believe you.
That's right. That's
some
right.
cheese and all that, too. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just make sure I didn't eat any because then I could infuse this station with energy that you don't want.
What else you got, Ernest?
Okay, I got a question for you, Joe. Who is your favorite ref?
NBA?
No. Football. Your favorite referee guy.
Well, you got to go with Hockley because of the pipes. He's got the big right. guns. He rolls up the sleeves a little bit. Keenan, who's yours?
Carey.
That's right. This guy can grab players from the back of the pants and move them. He is my favorite.
Who?
As well.
Hockley.
Oh. Talking about Ed Hockley?
No.
Yes, sir.
I got to go Jerome Boger.
You can't, I love that dude.
Boger's a good dude.
You like
too.
Jerome Especially, Boger because he can't understand him half the time.
Because there's no T in penalty when Jerome Boger does. It's like penalty. I love it.
Flag. I've been in games with both.
I love that dude.
Well, what was the guy that, Mike, what's his name, that just retired?
Carey.
Mike Carey?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Carey was the one that when he did first down or whatever, he over-exaggerated the hell out of that.
I hate to see that he's in the office, that he's in back in New York in the office.
Who was your favorite F?
I just told you.
Oh, it's Mike Carey?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Hockley is second. He's right there. I mean, because
the player says he's a good dude, right?
He's a great dude, man. He is a great dude. He come out with his guns. He's going to show his guns.
Yeah.
Shirt's going
to
be tight.
He worked too hard to not get those.
My man must carry dumbbells in his suitcase or something because he definitely goes to work on them.
So he's curling his luggage before he gets in.
Absolutely.
So you know that. You
hey,
know.
Thanks for the call, Ernest, by the way.
Yeah, Ernest, great call always, man. Don't be a stranger. Appreciate that. Good love out there. So you can chime in and let us know who your favorite broadcasters are. Hey, I don't care. You can chime in on who your favorite officials are for all that matter. I mean, we're good with that. Whatever you want to bring to the living room on FEF Friday, we'll bring it. I'll say this, NBA wise, my least favorite official used to be Joey Crawford.
That dude.
But Ed Malloy took over for
him. There's a special place in hell for Joey Crawford.
Yeah. And now that, and he retired too.
That dude is just the devil.
The show within the show, Joey always tried to make it about him instead of the game, and he took it away. Like the night he threw Duncan out for no reason and had to apologize.
Yeah.
Like people don't realize Jake O'Donnell was that guy until Jake threw Clyde in the Phoenix playoff in a Phoenix one night in a playoff game, and he never did another game again because when they went back and they could prove that he had no reason to throw Clyde out, he never did another game after that. But Ed Malloy came from the WNBA. He's now in the NBA. He is Joey Jr. He's the guy that's bigger than the game. He does all the when he makes a call, he's got to like go, you know, the biggest, most like dramatic motions and things like that, and you can't talk to him.
Right.
Cannot stand that.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
And I'm not afraid to say it, man. I'm just telling you. I don't like Ed Malloy. My favorite NBA official might be a little different. Danny Crawford's probably the best guy. Danny Crawford's probably the best in the business right now.
I don't even have a favorite. I just don't care. Like, I think in football, it's different because they're talking to you.
Plus, there's
and
not
so
many.
They get FaceTime with you. But in basketball,
but there's also not
in baseball,
as many.
I don't care. If I recognize you or know you in basketball or baseball, it's a problem.
That's
I don't
problem.
Like you.
But in the NBA, you can't talk to the refs.
Yeah.
You can.
Oh, no.
You can. Certain ones, you can.
You can't talk the way we talk to
right,
the NFL.
Right, well, right,
right.
The NFL, you guys got away with murder most of the time when it comes to screaming at referees.
Even head coaches got away with murder.
But we'll get into that. We'll get into that too because there's some officials when we saw them on the officials the sheet we get before the game. We already knew we were in trouble because there were guys that just didn't like either our coach or our organization, and we knew we were up against it.
Why not the organization? It's nothing against the organization.
I'll tell you why.
But I just know that some of the NBA guys can't say a lot to these refs. In the NFL, we can say a lot. We get a chance to express ourselves just a little bit more.
You know what the light bulb said to the generator?
What?
I really get a charge out of you. You know why I said that? Because Josh, the CEO of Infuse Energy, every month in his bills, that when the bill comes out, he also includes a joke. He just tries to do that to kind of warm up to his customers, make sure that people know that he is a man of the people and he's there for the people that get Infuse Energy. So if you want the best energy provider that gives you the best customer service and always is focused on finding the plan that's right for you, you need to get with Infuse Energy. Infuse Energy is not out to screw you out just to make a buck or give you a plan that you didn't need that fits them, not you. They're going to be 100% honest. They're going to find the right plan for you. They use 100% green energy, and they're going to make sure that the plan, the energy, and the relationship that's built between you, the customer, and them, the business, is always top-notch and 100% first class. They do it for retail. They do it for your personal home. They do everything in between, and you always get someone live on the phone when you call them. And as a matter of fact, if you want to talk to Josh, the CEO, whenever you have a customer service issue, he will actually give you his cell phone number, and you can call him directly. That's how great the service is with Infuse Energy. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. As I mentioned, they provide energy for homes and businesses. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. Always mention you heard it on ESPN 97.5 and receive a $25 bill credit right off the top. Make sure you decrease your carbon footprint and get with a company that cares about you as a customer. It's Infuse Energy, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or infuseenergy.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, it's an FYI Friday. Keenan McCardell, Barry Laminack, myself, Joel Blank, as we are talking about anything you want to talk about. We started with broadcasters and who your favorites are. Talked about officials in any league. Football and basketball are the ones that are generating the most interest there. Barry getting some love on Twitter because there's people that agree that Jerome Boger cracks them up every time they talk. Ben Herb said that. People taking shots at my man Trapp, who's out today. Yeah, I see how you do it. Take shots at a guy that's down and can't understand because he's not listening and he's on an airplane. But who would win a 40 before passing out? Travis Johnson, Mark Mangino, the former coach at Kansas, or Romeo Crennel? That's just dirty.
Trapp can't defend himself right now.
Yeah, that's bad.
Wow. I think Trapp, I mean, obviously Trapp wins easy, but I was thinking who passes out first between Romeo Crennel and Mark Mangino, and I was saying Crennel, there's no way. But then I forgot, and once I Googled Mark Mangino again to see that dude, he looks like the Michelin man. I was like, there's no way that dude is standing up. After a 10, he's out.
He walks down the He walks down the tunnel and he needs to take a knee for a second.
I'm surprised he didn't have like a rascal to get down this like a little scooter to get down that tunnel and out to the man.
Yeah, he was a large man.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
You can if you dedicate your whole life to your job, well, you know what? Right down the hall, there's a workout room.
Man, you know, I'm telling you.
All those coaches get on those treadmills. Some of them even watch tape while they're walking on a treadmill. You can do it.
Man.
Right?
Adrian had a good tweet, though.
You got to do it.
Yeah. Yo, Adrian had a good tweet, and I'm surprised you didn't say this one, Joel. He said greatest NBA official, Dick Bavetta.
I agree.
I really like Dick Bavetta as well.
But let me just say something.
That was one of those guys you never – I mean, he always seemed to be the most fair.
Yes.
An impartial referee when in a basketball game, by far.
So the funny thing is, remember when he and Charles had the race. Bet for the race?
Yeah.
And he kissed Charles on the mouth.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
Really?
So, yeah. So over the years.
Oh, that's creepy.
Over the years, like, he would come over to the radio guys. And I would always, like I said, he's always been a really, really nice guy, right? And when I first got in the business, Gene Peterson, Jim Foley introduced me to him. I knew him when I was working in Portland, too, because I used to do game ops. I'd be on the court. But, like, three times he tried to do, like, he's going to give you the bro hug. And as you go in to do the bro hug, he starts turning like he's going to smack you on the lips. I'm like, uh-uh, that ain't happening.
It's like, hey, Dick, how's it going? Hey, Joe, how are you? Get off my mouth, dude. What are you doing?
So, essentially, I'm not too far off when I say when Dick goes for the mouth, you get the hell out. You just stay away because Dick wasn't afraid to pucker up and go right for your lips.
Oh, man.
Yep. No, man.
Yeah.
No.
That's a little much,
there's
dude.
A lot of stories, too, about him really, really, like, New York guy, really worried about, like, the mafia and what they thought and things like that when he was reffing. But,
really?
Yeah, he was, like, one of the most popular refs because you could talk to him. You definitely could talk to him.
He would calm you down and say, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to me like, you know, human beings. Don't be yelling.
Yeah.
And get it. Let's
right,
get
right,
it
right.
Done.
And he'll take it. It's like you're not cussing at him, but you, if you realistically just talk to him openly with a point to make, he'll hear you out. But yeah, you cuss at him, and that's a different story. And all those guys, these guys nowadays are just so hypersensitive that it just, look, there are two guys, there are referees out there that we knew when we got the, before the game, you get the starters and you get the referees for the game. Now the NBA actually makes it public the day of, you can see who's reffing your games. Our team knew if there were, there was two different officials, when their name showed up at the, on that sheet, we better have a double digit lead because we were going to get bad calls. And there were a couple where when Kevin McHale was the coach, essentially, if he opened his mouth and any sound came out and it was directed towards one of these two guys, there's no doubt that he would already be on warning that if he said another thing, he was getting teed up and it wouldn't take long to toss him out. There are grudges. There are that was the stuff that bothered me a lot.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that football coaches don't get thrown out because John Gruden would have been thrown out a whole bunch
Pete
of games.
I think Pete Carroll's been close a couple times this year.
Pete Carroll's nothing like John Gruden. If you ever go back and watch our season in 2002, boy, even in the Super Bowl.
That's the Super Bowl year?
Oh, yes. I mean, it was the first year. I mean, it was the same way in Oakland. It may be worse in Oakland. But, I mean, I've heard some things said to a ref. I just kind of shook my head and walked away.
Like personal attacks?
No, about his calls.
Wow.
I mean, it's been some bad things. But he'll come back and pat him on the butt and say, good call.
Oh, he tries to make up for it?
Yeah, he tries to make up for it.
You're a horrible person. I hope you die. Hey, yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
The next series, good call.
This year, Pete Carroll looks like he's
been
close.
Two more series later, he's cussing him out again.
You should die again. I like that.
Zach, you want to talk about the officials. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Big fan of y'all's show. Actually, I'm going to go a little unconventional here for a guy that normally wouldn't be remembered, but he's probably going to be remembered forever. Jim Joyce, the guy who blew Galarraga's game, the perfect game.
Oh, the first base on him? Yeah, that game.
I feel terrible for him.
Yes. He's got like the Yosemite Sam mustache, that guy.
Nice. That's a good call. Who was that? That was Zach?
Yeah, Zach.
Good call, Zach.
That was a good one, man.
Good call there.
I'm digging that.
And he not only blew that call, there was another call Jim Joyce blew. It might have been another, it might have been a balls and strike call on a perfect game. But I know that there was more than one. It might have been recently, too. I know that I was watching it going, that's the same guy that blew Galarraga's no-hitter in Detroit.
How do you feel after you blow somebody's
boy
game? That's tough.
Yeah, that's one where you got to sleep. You got to lose sleep at night over that, something like that. So that's really literally a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
I was looking for this quote that somebody sent me about Jerome Boger, and it was from Brother Bear on Twitter, at that Brother Bear. And it said he was talking about Jerome Boger and he said apparently one of his calls was the player had 3 feet down in the end zone. That's why I love Jerome Boger and stuff like that, man. He has some crazy calls, man. 3 feet down, that's a touchdown.
we forgot about Jeff Triplett also in NFL.
Yeah. Well, and then NBA guys, someone forgot. Well, one, they wanted to know who was the undercover FBI guy, which is a great book. Covert, Bob Delaney. Delaney helped bring down the mob as an undercover FBI guy. Unbelievable book. And he was a longtime NBA official, finally retired a couple years ago.
Would want to know that somebody know that I helped bring down the mob.
Well, he was like witness protection undercover for several years after that. And then finally has got more time. But now there's an excerpt in the book where he's officiating a game. And one of the guys that he helped to bring down, or one of his guys, was in the crowd yelling at him and things like that. And they had protection for him, but it was crazy.
Ugh, that's scary.
It was a little different.
You think you got Bennett protection.
Bennett Salvatore, Adrian mentioned Salvatore. Bennett Salvatore just retired. He was old school. I'm going to tell you this right now. He was real close to throwing out one of my broadcasters a year or so ago. He don't care.
How does a broadcaster get thrown out?
I was a part of the only official NBA announcer to ever be thrown out of a game was when I was working for the Portland Trailblazers. And it was just one of those nights. We were in Indiana. We were playing the Pacers. Eddie Doucette was my radio guy. Mike Rice was the color guy. He later went to TV, and they just let him go at the end of last season. But Mike Rice was just a diehard Blazer fan. And the calls weren't going away. Eddie Doucette was fighting laryngitis. So we didn't even know he was going to get through the game. We were like, man, you guys got to be real careful, guard yourself, because we got to save that voice. Well, there was a call that went up against Uncle Cliffy, Cliff Robinson. During the timeout, the broadcasters were still courtside. So Steve Javy, who was another one of the guys that used to like to be bigger than the game.
Right.
Steve Javy was the official, and Cliff Robinson came over to Mike Rice and said, "Can you believe that decided to call that on me?" And Mike's an ex-college coach. Got all fired up, was like, "Oh, man, that was horrible. I can't believe he did that to you, blah, 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 blah." Steve Javy walked over to the table, and we had, you know, we were back in the studio, but we could hear his microphone because he's got the headset on that's literally with the mic right up against his mouth. And he walks over and he goes, pointed at Mike Rice, said, "You just do your piddly little job and don't say another word or I'll toss your ass."
Really?
And Rice turned around and said, "I was talking to Cliff. I wasn't talking to you." Blah, blah. And he goes, "That's it." Boom. Gone.
How do you throw
it out? That was it.
Mike Rice.
And you can look it up. Mike Rice, the only broadcaster in the history of the NBA to get tossed. They tossed him, and the whole rest of the game, I've got the entire front office listening going, is Eddie's voice going to hold out all by himself for the rest of a broadcast? And he made it, but it was barely, and it was like, oh my God. But yeah, Steve Javy tossed a broadcaster.
That is crazy.
How about that?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's so what did y'all do?
We just held our breath and told Eddie, please say as little as possible, but get the point across until the game's over and get a whole lot of hot tea because, yeah, that was nuts.
That nice. Is nuts.
Yep. So he actually Steve Javy threw the only broadcaster out in the NBA. All right. So we got more on broadcasters. I'm not sure. We got an intern problems with spelling again. Barry, you want to take a shot at that?
Mag.
Is that right?
Hello.
Yo.
It's Matt.
Matt. So now our interns not only can't spell, but they're not even in the freaking same zip code.
Who's out there?
Matt became M-A-G-G.
Hold on, Matt. One second.
It's not Trey.
It's not Trey?
It's not Trey.
Man, Trey, I was about to light him on fire.
Yesterday, Trey misspelled two names. We had to call him in here, and you need to go back and listen to the podcast. That was intensely funny radio for a lot of reasons. But welcome to the show, Matt. What do you got?
Funny thing is, I even spelled it for him. I said, "It's Matt, M-A-T-T."
He got M-A-G-G.
Hey, we need to start talking to Jong about the screening process for interns. Matt, you can't just be an intern because you want to be.
Matt,
we deeply apologize.
Matt, I will write this wrong. Don't you worry, sir.
Not a problem. First of all, I want to say, hey, I love the show. I love the shakeup, the whole new show. Great for the midday. I love it.
Thank you.
Tell a friend, man, because we were hoping the station would have this blowout marketing campaign to help us, but basically word of mouth and social media has been working, so if you like it, tell people, because we love doing it.
Absolutely. So I got two things. I got baseball broadcasters and then football and a referee.
Okay.
So I'm very happy that I get to hear John Schmoltz now because
he's good.
Yes.
If I had to go another year to listen to Tim McCarver, that was going to drive me crazy. Because I've had to listen to that guy for like 26 years. I have how many damn years he did the World Series. And I mean, and I could never understand about the hair. I mean, it was like with him and Joe Buck. I mean, I remember Tim McCarver's hair was gray in the 90s. And then all of a sudden, about 4 years ago, I'm looking at him going, his hair is darker than Joe Buck's because Joe Buck was going gray. And then now Joe Buck's hair is dark again, you know?
Okay, so you know the Joe Buck story, right? Joe Buck almost died with his obsession with hair transplants.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that just came out recently. He admitted he was addicted to hair transplants.
Matt, what else you got, man? We got to go to break. Keep going.
All right, so NFL referee, the class of the NFL referees that I always remember was Bob McElwee.
Yep.
I just thought he was the greatest. And then there was a black gentleman, and I don't remember his name, but around the same time as Bob McElwee. He was, those two guys handled every big game in the NFL. And I don't remember what his name was. I'm in my car driving, so otherwise I'd know it. I could look it up. But those two guys were awesome referees. Sad that they're no longer, they're retired now, so.
Anyway, and by the way, Matt, appreciate the call. If you ever want some entertainment about Tim McCarver, just look up Tim McCarver, Deion Sanders, for the time that Primetime had about enough of the criticism he was receiving from Tim McCarver and decided during the locker room celebration to take an entire tub of ice water and drop it right on that hairdo you were talking about. So we've got plenty to talk about today. We haven't even touched on the Rockets, the NBA, all the different things we have on our list, but that's good stuff. That's because we're talking about broadcasters, officials, favorites, officials and broadcasters you don't like, you do like, and all that and a whole lot more. ESPN 97.5.
Yeah.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, Keenan McCardell, and Investigator Barry is getting to the bottom of the spelling mishaps in our studio. And
Have a seat, Yuli.
Barry. Wow.
Make sure you talk into the microphone.
Barry has decided to take, once again, take matters into his own hands. I am going to apologize already because I know you're new here. But at the same time, Barry does not care.
Put that mic close. Get close. There you go.
Don't let these guys get
you. Now, what's your name? Tell everybody your name.
Well, I'm Juliana, but y'all can call me Yuli.
So you go by Yuli. Now, is this your first day?
No, Monday was my first day.
You should have said yes. All right. So Monday was your first day.
Yeah, but I took off the other days because I was sick.
Oh, you already taking vacation? You've only been here a day.
Well, I didn't want to get y'all sick.
Okay, that's probably a good thing.
That's why Barry brought you in now, so we can be sick for the weekend.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm not sick anymore.
You might get itchy if you get too close to me. Okay, so we had a person named Matt call. On the board, it said Mag. Now, yesterday, I had to drag an intern in here because we had a Clarence and a Nathane. That was supposed to be Clarence
and Nathan.
And now I've got Mag instead of Matt. So what I need to know is, what is your side of the story? Because I want you guys to hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me why it's Mag and not Matt.
Well, our other producer, Dell, he was helping me because at the time, our intern, the one that I was supposed to be shadowing, wasn't here yet. And then he was, like, showing me about the segments and the podcast and everything. And then we got a call. And then he was telling me to type. And at the time, I was typing Maya's name. And then he said to type in Gigi. And then he goes, oh, no, they want us to call them Mag with two G's at the end.
So, like,
basically what she's doing is she's throwing Dale under the bus.
No, I'm not.
She's blaming Dale.
No, because Dale was nice. He was helping
me. He specifically spelled his name for you guys.
But I wasn't on the phone, but by all means, I'll take the blame because Dale was helping me out.
You can't throw Dale. You can't do that.
I'm not understanding what Dell was referring to with two G's.
No, because at the beginning he said GG. So I thought, you know how some people are named GG?
Yeah, like G-I-G-I.
That's what I put down. But he goes, no, put Mag.
So we got the wrong person on.
Yeah.
Well, he left.
Of course.
But
well,
by
of course
all means,
he did. He perpetrated the crime and he slid out the back door.
No, guys, come on. He's all right. So nice.
So you're blaming Dale.
No, I'm Dell. Now.
Yeah, you're blaming Dell.
If you spell it, it's Dale.
It's Dale?
It's not Dell.
Yeah, you're blaming Dale.
Yeah.
For the misspelling in your first week.
No, technically it's my second day.
Second day.
Yeah. Now, Trey.
That's not any better.
Trey, the intern who misspelled things yesterday, actually admitted to being familiar with Hooked on Phonics and participating in the program.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Trey, I have to talk to you.
And
Trey.
That's where we got to the bottom of it because he can't spell. Instead of calling 1-800-ABCDEFG, he called 1-800 and then got the letter screwed up and ended up getting some like dial a repair service, and that's why it never worked out for him.
Actually, he tried to blame it on the fact that he was dyslexic or why he couldn't spell. And I'm like, dude, that means you can't read. That has nothing to do with spelling, right? Well, you're not dyslexic or anything. Like, you're just blaming Dale. That's what you're.
I feel really bad if she was. I write.
You're a journalist. What do you write for?
I write for Bayou City Preps magazine.
Okay.
They're a high school
football.
Kind of based off. Do you know them?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
what
Patrick
about.
And them. Okay. I'm their journalist, yeah. But I kind of, so I'm from U of H, so I'm actually a broadcaster.
Patrick Truesdale.
That's my major. Yeah, him.
You're majoring in broadcast journalism?
Yeah, I'm an anchor and host for Coug TV and Coug Life.
All right, we'll give it. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter.
Give your Twitter. Let everyone follow you.
Yes, I am.
You're
going to
get at least.
You're right about my daughter?
Oh,
Keandra McCardell, she's the setter at University of Houston.
Volleyball.
Oh, well, I'm not in. I'm like the news anchor.
Oh, you're
so
news
I cover,
anchor. Oh, you cover.
I cover U of H news. And then
you guys, are you guys done interrogating her too? Because I mean, these questions are like.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying now to get her. I'm ready. I'm done. I, like she can go. I just want her to give her Twitter so she can pick up a few followers.
Yeah,
What's your Twitter?
Okay, let me see, because I was...
You don't even know your own Twitter handle?
No, because I'm an Instagrrammer, guys.
Nick,
come
what are we doing? Why is Jong not getting these kids the help that they need to develop their careers?
No, okay, so my Twitter is Juliana P. Chacone. So Juliana is spelled Y-U-L-I-A-N-A.
Wait, Y-U-L-I...
A-N-A, because okay. Juliana's with the Y. I mean, in Spanish.
Right, right. Right.
And then it's P.
Uh-huh.
And then it's Chacone, C-H-A-C-O-N.
All right, I'm going to tweet that out so people can see it.
I have absolutely lost control of this show.
You have.
You have.
Barry is running wild, rough shot, going crazy.
And I'm shooting questions at her.
You are firing from the sidelines like a sniper.
Like coming at her like, why you ain't coming my door?
No. I'll look her up, though. I'll look her up.
All right. Please do that.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just remember when you hit the send button, it's on you.
Yep.
Because if that board shows up with more funky names, Barry's coming down the hall, and when you hear those footsteps, it's like the boss on the linoleum.
Yeah,
he's marching.
Don't worry,
expect
guys.
Tens of followers, because we're very popular.
Oh, I know you guys are. Like, I actually enjoy your listening to your show.
Oh, thank good.
You.
Very thank good.
You guys make me laugh, like, over there in the computer. I'm
good.
Like, oh,
at least
God.
You listen. All right. Yep. Okay, cool.
So tell your thank friends you. And put that in your news, your journalism in your next report, because we want people listening to this show at all times.
Yes, of course.
Good deal.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. All right, guys. Bye.
All right, Nick tells us that our good friend Raheel Ramzanali is wandering the streets of Houston and the neighborhoods beyond. I know that he is a social media whore, and I know that he gets out there and makes sure that everybody and their mother knows where he is and what he's doing at all times.
Raheel.
So we need to check in with him right now, Nick, please.
Yeah, you make it sound like that's a bad thing, Joel.
I did not say it's a bad thing. Wait, time out.
Oh,
did
my
I speak
God.
The truth?
Whore. You didn't even say it right. Whore.
Did I speak the truth?
What? It's the truth.
See? So then it doesn't matter. I spoke the truth.
Yeah.
What in the world are you doing today?
Philly Self-Storage's grand opening celebration, 650 Bay Area Boulevard. You come on down here, the first 100 people, no admin fees, first month free. Basically, you walk up, all right, and you get a free lock with it, too. You're getting a free month, and you don't even need money. That's how awesome this place is right now. Come on down, first 100 people, 650 Bay Area Boulevard. We've got Toro, the mascot, hanging out. We've got food trucks. We've got Foreign Policy, Cousins, Maine Lobster, and Chocolate Wasted. We've got inflatables, drinks, anything you want, they've got it here. Come on down. It's a grand opening celebration going on until 3 p.m., 650 Bay Area Boulevard. Stop by if you're heading out to the Lone Star Rally. Do a quick detour. Come hang out, get some free food, and come say hi to everyone here at Simply Self Storage.
Raheel, are you taking the food so that you can take the inflatable out to dinner before you bring it home for the weekend?
No, I'm not doing the food. You know what? I had a popsicle from Chocolate Wasted, and I
bet you
on
did.
The food, unfortunately. Yeah.
So, Barry, he had the
figure.
Chocolate popsicle instead of having the food to
right
take
here,
the inflatable
why
to
you
dinner
say that?
Before he takes the inflatable home.
Right here, why did you even say that?
Yeah, it's a coconut popsicle, Joel. And
oh,
Keenan,
I bet it is. Chocolate, right. Uh-huh. Chocolate and a couple coconuts, and Raheel is set for the weekend. You know how it goes. Go see Raheel down at Bay Area Boulevard. Go check him and check him out. We'll be back. We got 1 hour in the books, 2 hours to go. It's Barry, Keenan, Joel, and Nick, ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.